Tragedy today in Angel Fire, as fires continue to burn, taking the lives of 5 New Mexico men and women and 1 child.
The news coverage makes my heart sing.
Is equivalent to the charge of approximately 6.242 times 10 to the 18th.
You're listening to Diana's Monster, the story of Diana Edith Harris and the events that transpired on February 4th, 2017, at the compound known as the Muddy Place. These include the disappearance of Alexander Carter and the arrest of cult leader Elijah Hughes. My name is Claire Connors. I'm investigating the so-called Lost Tribe of Seuss and its connections to the Paranormal Research Advocacy Group, otherwise known as PRAG. Like my predecessors, I'll be telling you the story as it happens, so if you haven't already, go back and start at the beginning.
Xander had a way about him. He could get you to do or say things before you knew you were doing or saying them.
He manipulated you?
Yes.
Is it true that you're married, Mr. Kennedy?
I am, separated, to be truthful.
Why?
Again, I don't see the relevance.
Alexander Carter is missing.
You think that there are sides to this, but you're wrong. It's not black and white. It's not like that.
Then what's it like? Explain it to me, please. I want to know. Help me understand.
It all goes back to PRAG. PRAG is composed of scientists and academics who wish only to prove the existence of the paranormal to better understand the universe. Elijah Hughes and the Lost Tribe of Seuss yearn for the Day of Judgment, where the wrath of the Six will be unleashed upon every dimension.
Lucky, isn't it, that Elijah Hughes is in prison?
Yeah, lucky.
Last time I spoke with Edward Kennedy, who was present at the Muddy Place compound the morning of the raid. For weeks, the media spun the story. A picture of Elijah Hughes, former naval officer standing before a harbored boat, made the cover of tabloids, accompanied by headlines that compared him to Charles Manson. The entrance to the Muddy Place compound was called the New Heavens Gate. The wrought iron letters which arched across the entry were stolen in the middle of the night and appeared for auction on eBay. The footage of men and women in monastic robes being marched along in handcuffs played over and over on the local news and on one national affiliate. The shocking images of mutilated animals, of a crying woman clutching her bandaged bosom, had to be censored across social media. I've scoured the footage, frozen frames of every possible angle. I've blown up the pictures and enhanced the sharpened pixels to make sense of it all. Among the list of names of the arrested or declared dead, 2 of them are suspiciously absent. Where are Martin Cruz and Alexander Carter? Ed Kennedy says he doesn't know. He claims that he and his wife are members of an organization devoted to the understanding of the paranormal. Members of this organization are researchers seeking to unlock the secrets to the known universe. They are scientists, like Dr. Cyrus Odell. Hello, Dr. Odell. Thank you for meeting with me.
Oh, it's no problem at all.
I was wondering if you could tell me a little about what you do.
Of course. The Division of Perceptual Studies at UVA, or DOPS, was founded in 1967 by Dr. Ian Stevenson. The department is devoted to the investigation of events that suggest a post-mortem survival of consciousness. That is to say, that the mind and the brain are separate and distinct.
So, like a soul?
Perhaps. DOPS is more concerned with the nature of consciousness and its interaction with the physical world.
What is the nature of your relationship with Martin Cruz?
Oh, another podcaster. I might have to start charging for my time.
I'm sorry. I'm happy to... I don't have any... I can't pay you. I'm sorry.
I'm kidding, Miss Connors. I'm more than happy to help. Martin Cruz was a very troubled young man who reached out to me for help concerning events in Texas that seemed to indicate the presence of a hive mind.
Troubled? How?
I believe his father had recently passed by suicide.
Right. Of course.
Marty went to Evanston searching for his biological family. He found them. And something else.
Marty believed there was a portal, or a black hole, in the woods surrounding Salamander Lake, just outside of Evanston. He believed that the collective anxiety of the townspeople allowed the doorway to open, and that the pagan goddess Seuss stepped through.
Yes.
But that's not all of it. Elijah Hughes and the Lost Tribe of Seuss were attempting to open the doorway in Evanston. They tried in 1990, and again in 2016. There were 6 bodies and a stillborn in the factory fire at the Atascosa turkey plant.
I believe that's correct.
How does the ritual work? Could the organs of Darren Hickey and the other victims in Evanston have been harvested post-mortem?
I don't know, Miss Connors.
Do you know where Marty is?
The answer to that isn't so simple.
Is he in the Muddy Place?
No, Marty is here on Earth.
So is the Muddy Place not on Earth?
My dear, I'm not certain the Muddy Place can even be called such a thing.
Pardon?
A place. Places are set points in space and time, but the Muddy Place exists beyond those concepts. It's intangible, like our consciousness.
But Marty was there. There were tapes to prove he was there.
I can't corroborate his location during his missing time. I believe it may be possible for his consciousness to have traversed.
Then how do you explain the tapes? You suggest that Marty was just sitting in a coma somewhere while his mind was trapped in another dimension?
It's possible.
They dredged those woods. I checked. After Joel Harris and his wife went missing, the people of Evanston walked in rows with rescue dogs to try and find them. The Muddy Place exists, physically, and Marty was there. The question then becomes, how did he get there?
Ultrasonic frequencies.
Like bats? Echolocation?
Think about the pane of a glass window, separating what is inside from what is outside. A bird might become confused by the transparent glass and fly into it, but if the bird really wanted to get inside, all she would have to do is sing.
Marty sang?
Yes, in a way. It's more of a call, only he wasn't making the call, he was receiving it.
I don't follow.
Vibration?
So Marty vibrated?
Miss Connors, what do you remember of early American history? When the Puritans first encountered the indigenous people of the New World, they were confused by some of their rituals. The indigenous peoples of the New World would smoke tobacco and thorn apple from calumets.
Okay.
Researchers at the University of Sussex and Imperial College in London measured the activity of people's brains as they experienced a high. Under psychedelic compounds, random brain activity in the parts of the brain associated with perception indicated a higher plane of consciousness. It's possible the indigenous peoples experienced this higher plane in order to commune with each other and the spirits. Their consciousness was able to transcend time and space under the influence. If Martin Cruz was physically drawn into the Muddy Place, it was because Suze imprinted upon him a resonant signature, a way to move beyond the pane of glass. I believe that this ceremony somehow mimics the signature as a means to call upon the six, one by one.
Diana's monster, Suze, imprinted on Marty?
She called him to her. Like a mother to a child, she left a part of herself with him so that they could find each other.
Do you think that this impression is how he knew to go to parlor?
I can't say for certain, but it's possible.
So if Marty isn't in the Muddy Place...
I can't speak to where Martin Cruz is.
What about Alexander Carter?
I would suggest that he is with Marty.
He isn't.
Pardon?
I don't know where Xander is, but he's not with Marty.
Oh, well, all right then.
I need you to get a message to Marty, Doctor. Can you do that?
I suppose that would depend upon the message.
I need you to tell him that Xander needs his help.
I'm sorry. Forgive me, but what is your affiliation with Martin Cruz, Alexander Carter, and the Diana's Monster podcast?
Get him that message, Doctor.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. There's a secret history, unspoken among sailors, of a madman lost at sea. The Paranormal Research Advocacy Group was founded on October 15th in 1805 by members of the Royal Navy. During the Napoleonic War, a convoy of ships traveling from Jamaica arrived at Spithead. Absent from these ships was the HMS Papillon. Lieutenant William Woolsey, who was in command, sent a small crew out to search for survivors of the Papillon. They recovered a crew member, whom no one had any recollection of. The sailor claimed to be Charles Augustin de Coulombe, the French physicist. On the brink of death, Coulombe was rambling about an encounter with the Quinitar, a mythical beast resembling a bull with five horns. Coulombe, who had no recollection of boarding the Papillon, theorized that he had somehow entered into another world, Le Royaume des Monstres, the Realm of Monsters. Excerpt from the diary of William Billy Boyle, Boatswain, translated by Professor Jacques Baudin, University of Strasbourg, France.
October 16th, 1805. The old man is consumed by madness. He speaks of nonsense, of quinitars and holes in the ocean floor. The Papillon was lost to the whirling drift. The old man claims to be the sole survivor. I believe the sea has made him mad. Perhaps he has tasted too much sea. There is but a single thought that creeps upon me this night, sends a chill to my bones, and lingers like smoke from an extinguished candle. If he is but a madman, neither sailor nor soldier, how did he come to be lost at sea?
Excerpt from the diary of Charles Augustin de Coulombe, translated by Professor Jacques Baudin, University of Strasbourg, France.
October 18th, 1805. The ship they seek is lost to them, taken among the endless waves. From Gosport, we returned to France. In the evening, a group of us became an informal organization. There are still some who doubt my recollection, but others will believe me. I believe me. I must. If not, I have gone mad. I am old. I am ill. I fear I will not make the trip alive.
Charles Augustin de Coulomb died in Paris in 1806. He was 70. His name is listed among the 72 inscribed upon the Eiffel Tower. His contributions to physics include the theory of electromagnetism and his work in friction. In 1908, the International System of Units named a unit of electric charge after him. His secret legacy is the foundation of the Paranormal Research Advocacy Group. If Coulomb's ramblings aren't the saltwater-induced hallucinations of a madman, but a tale in truth, if he traveled through the ocean floor into another plane of existence, another dimension, like Martin Cruz, maybe the answers lay in his research. If Martin Cruz is here, on Earth, in hiding maybe, I have to find him. Alexander Carter's life is depending upon it. Next time on Diana's Monster.